Not the boring, generic, milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I'd describe him as the best, obviously.
Cattles.
He throws it out there, speaks his mind, that's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Cattles and Rami. Live and local in the afternoon.
Sactown Sports.
That is the show, the Cattles Half. Gone, the Rami Half. Back today after a long absence, JJ in the co-host chair this afternoon, Simone on the other side of the glass. I'm back from a long road trip and a little bit of sickness, But your boy is back, Jay. Your boy is back.
Romzilla in the building.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get all my stuff together like Nick Cattles on that side. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stand up because you're standing up big time.
I'm standing up because I feel like I sweat less. I'm just very sweaty with this sickness that I have. I'm still like getting over it, and I get like these sweats and these chills.
Could you have worked with Nick right now if you were sick?
I think so, because I'm not contagious.
Nick would have passed out right now.
I've been on antibiotics for 48 hours. Science says I'm not contagious, so I think, I think Nick would be okay with it, would he not?
Knowing Nick, I would say 50-50.
We can get into the road trip, and we'll see if I last 4 hours. Keep sweating like this.
Doesn't matter, brother. We're going to carry you along. I'm going to pull you along. No worries.
We'll get through it, and obviously plenty of NBA draft talk throughout the afternoon, including Matt Babcock, senior NBA draft analyst. He'll be here at 2:30. And, Jay, we do start with the NBA draft, which tips off at 5 p.m. tonight, when shortly thereafter, Victor Wembanyama will be named the number one pick by the San Antonio Spurs. And then things will get crazy after that. We don't know what's going to happen between 1 and where the Kings pick at 24. We're going to discuss everything between 1 and 24 throughout the show this afternoon. But let's start with the Kings, since we are your home for Kings basketball at Sactown Sports 1140 and YouTube.com/Sactown Sports. What do you want to see the Kings do tonight? You can give us a call, 800-920-1140. You can always text 916-339-1140. And you can comment at YouTube.com/Sactown Sports. Give us those thumbs up and the likes and everything else while you're over there at YouTube.com/Sactown Sports. See 36 of you already watching. Thank you.
No doubt. Get it.
Give us those thumbs up. Jay, what do you want to see your Kings do tonight, my friend?
Well, first thing first is, man, as I've been saying and saying to anyone that would listen, I don't know if you've heard, man, swing big. Chicks dig the long ball.
Yes,
you know, the old school was
what we talked about.
Yeah, well, you know, you never driven a ball any deep.
I've driven a few deep.
Longer?
Sure, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you gap to gap or are you 350?
Yeah, I was more of the gaps.
Gap to gap.
Yeah,
okay,
gaps,
you pole to pole.
Absolutely, for sure.
All right, no worries, man. Yeah. Swing for the fence, man. Go big, go home, looking for something powerful. Looking for something impactful, looking for something that's going to turn the dial. I don't want anything where it's like, ho-hum, it is what it is. We'll see. We'll build on the team that was built from last year. I'm looking for something big, Rami. How about yourself,
now,
my man?
By big, do you mean big as far as a draft pick that you made? Or you mean big?
Both.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Because I honestly would like to see him trade this pick.
I'm with you.
Because look, they're going to, and Nick and I and you and I, Jay, with all the absences.
I know, man.
Nick,
I don't even know, brother.
In the last few weeks,
that Scantron looked crazy right now.
I'm sure you and Nick, whatever combination,
Kevin Gleason,
whatever combination has been here over the last month or so, we've talked about the fact that Monty McNair and the Kings, they're going to have to find some talent in unlikely places. The needle's in the haystack. You know what I mean? Like Sasha Vezenkov in Europe. But they're going to have to hit, if they stay in the upper crust of the Western Conference in the NBA,
right,
they're going to stay at the bottom of the first round for the foreseeable future. Kings fans are hoping that's the case. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to hit on some of these late first round, second round picks over the course of this run for it to be sustainable. But given what they just did, Jay, and the big leap that they just made, I would like to see them add pieces that are ready to help this team win now.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily have a trade in mind per se that I want to see him go out and make, but I'd like to see them package that 24. I've talked with, again, the many iterations of the Cattles and Rami show that have been here for the last month or so. Whitey threw the idea at me and threw it at me again just now in the crosstalk of packaging that number one pick with Sasha Vezenkov.
Yep.
And see what teams will give up for that. I am more in the camp of trading that pick and getting some NBA-ready help, somebody that can step right into the rotation and give you some of the things that you need and were lacking last season and the reason that you came up short in that series against the Warriors.
Yeah, 100% with you. I think it's a twofold part for me, a twofold prong, Rami, is you touched on the first one. Swing the trade with maybe the rights of Sasha Vezenkov for something that's a known commodity. We're looking for something that's a known commodity, something that we already know. You know, one thing about the league and being professional, and this is something I learned when you got to that level, is they want to be able to pencil in everything that you do from the start of the game. I pretty much know that player A is going to give me this amount of points, this many rebounds, this many assists, shoot this, you know, this percentage from the field, from the floor, shoot the 3-point free throw. That's kind of what professionals are doing. Can you do it habitually? Mm-hmm. Can you do it every single day? Is it a habit that you can, you know, that you've made a part of your career? And then the second part of that for me is if you're not getting a known commodity, something that, you know, we know what's going to come and we know what you're going to do for us is, as I said, go big or go home, man. When you look at this draft, swing for the best prospect that you can think that, you know, may be a top flight superstar down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost the opposite of what they did last year.
If you're going to keep the pick,
yes,
get the guy with the high ceiling.
Absolutely.
Even if it's a little bit of a risk.
Absolutely. I don't, you know, like everyone around here wants Chris Murray. That's what we continue to keep on hearing, just for the nostalgia factor, just for the atmosphere it would create here in Sacramento. It would be definitely a fun and dynamic situation if Chris and Keegan, as we talked about yesterday with Jay Ross, and we talked about, you know, how Scott Moak, the PA, would announce his name compared to Keegan. That's the fun stuff. But we're also talking about on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about Chris that we pretty much know is it's kind of the same thing. He's pretty much a known commodity. We know what he's pretty much going to bring. We can pencil him in for, you know, certain amount of points and probably certain amount of rebounds and assists, a la kind of Keegan Murray, his brother. A high floor. Maybe not the tallest ceiling, but a high floor. And for me, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone, look, 18, 19 years old, someone who probably needs a year, you know, 1 year away from being 1 year away is what I heard a scout say. That's what I'm looking for.
And you and I are very much on the same page today, Jay. We didn't plan this. We didn't talk. I said, we're going to ask this question, and then we both formulated our own answers.
Absolutely.
And we came to the table with them.
Come on now.
And I'm right there with, if you're not going to make the trade for the guy that can help you now, then get the high-ceiling guy with that 24th pick in the draft. And a guy who Nick and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I think Frankie Cardicelli, our Kings insider, and catch all his draft coverage at SactownSports.com. He did a profile on this guy a few weeks ago, and it's Imani Bates.
You must have been listening to the show the last week and a half.
I actually have been too sick and sleeping too much. Why? Did you bring up Imani Bates?
I did, actually.
Oh, really?
I did. I figured you. Look, when you're on vacation, you're not paying attention. Come on now. I don't.
Sometimes I will, but yeah. I've literally been sleeping about 16 to 18 hours a day since I came down.
Put the smelling salts under your nostrils, brother.
I'm telling you, this thing took me out, man. It might take me out this afternoon, the way I'm sweating right now. But this is a dude who literally, Jay, in high school was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Absolutely.
Was the number one recruit in the country. People were calling him Kevin Durant Jr. And I don't need to go through every step and machination of how he went from being that to being now a projected second-round pick. But things have not gone according to plan for Imani Bates. But all that talent, Jay, all that athleticism, everything that everyone saw in this guy when he was coming up through high school, it's all there. And you saw him sort of start to tap into it just a little bit last year.
Michigan.
And at Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe, and I trust Mike Brown as much as anybody, You can tap into that and get the most, whatever the most is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still Kevin Durant Jr. I don't know if that's still what we're calling the ceiling for an Amani Bates Jr. But whatever that ceiling is, just like he did with Keegan Murray, I have faith in Mike Brown and his staff. And to some degree, now they still have a long ways to go given the history, but to some degree, the Kings organization to bring in Amani Bates, put him in a position where he can succeed and grow and tap into that potential and reach his ceiling or his highest potential once he gets to the NBA. If I'm going to give you a name, it'd be Amani Bates. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just giving you sort of an archetype or a description of a guy that I'd like to see him draft, that's the type of guy that you and I, it seems, are both talking about. Is maybe a little bit of a gamble, maybe a little bit of a risk, and maybe a little bit of a project, but a guy with a super high ceiling that if you tap into it, you're going to have a really, really good player added to the roster.
Love the name Amani Bates. I've been pushing, indirectly here for the last week and a half, filling in for you and Cattles and Rami on all these different shows and Chris and Co. And felt like I filled in for Chris and filled in for our boss. I probably filled in for our general manager. At this point, I might be outside detailing the car. However it goes, I've been pushing Amani Bates. And I like Amani Bates just for everything you said. He's the name. He's mm-hmm. the star power. He's the ceiling. If you hit on Amani Bates, who was supposed to be Kevin Durant, he was supposed to be, long, slender, can fill it up, put it on the floor, I'm all for it, man. Amani Bates is somebody that I think with, a couple of second-round picks, you make it happen. You definitely go for broke. And if it doesn't work, doesn't mean anything. I know a lot of people with the Jokic and the Draymond, and we can go on with other second round draft picks that had hit, and it's what have you done for me lately. Everybody right now is talking about Jokic, and it's like, oh, don't waste a second round pick. Man, percentages show, as we've seen with Miami and all their five guys that weren't even signed, you can make it happen.
Yep.
And if we're talking about the Sacramento Kings being stable, if we're talking about the Sacramento Kings moving in a different direction with Monty and in Monty we trust, as my boy Lance Wood said, Mike Brown, trusting in De'Aaron Fox, Domas Sabonis, then yeah, bring in a guy like Amani Bates, see if it works, see if he can fill it up. And let's go for broke, man. I'm with it.
NBA draft coverage on Sacktown Sports is brought to you by Power Business Technology for all your business office equipment needs. Contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. It was already getting wacky leading up to the NBA draft tonight, and then it got real wacky just about an hour ago. We'll give you the latest news and talk about it next right here on Cattles and Rami.
Cattles
and Rami.
Sacktown Sports. Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
That's the show. Cattles out. He'll be back next week. Rami in. Jay in the co-host chair. One of the many host chairs that Jay has sat in.
Man, I'm at this point. I'm detailing cars in the parking lot, Rami. Straight up.
Don't take the black Elantra.
Man.
Please don't take the black Elantra.
That thing need to be washed anyway.
Yes, it
when
does.
When I walked in, I said, that thing been on a road trip.
Yes, it does. That thing needs it needed a wash before the road trip. Now it needs one real bad. NBA draft coverage all day long, including Matt Babcock, senior NBA draft analyst. He'll be here coming up at 2:30. And JJ, things were already moving and shaking and... And then as I'm driving into the station, I see the Slack message from Simone saying that the Washington Wizards have traded Chris Paul. And honestly, for a second, because I was like, oh, wait, yeah, Chris Paul is a wizard, isn't he? That the Washington Wizards have traded Chris Paul for Jordan Poole to the Golden State Warriors. And I was like, my first, because people get foolish on draft days, you know this as well as I do, Jay. My first reaction was, is this the real Woj?
Right. Right. Triple check.
Double, triple check.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten got, okay? I'm not above getting got. I've gotten got. I was like, let's make sure this is the real Woj. It was.
Check some fingerprints.
Jordan Poole is a wizard now, and Chris Paul is a warrior?
What? Bunny rabbits, man.
What? what do you make of this? Like, what are both of these teams thinking right here, do you think, Jay?
I'm not exactly sure what Golden State is. It sounds crazy, but I'm not picking up what Golden State is putting down just yet. I would imagine there's a couple of moves to be made. We just heard a couple of days ago, Mike Dunleavy Jr., new general manager, speak on not trading Jordan Poole.
Here he is right here.
We love having those guys here. Jordan, especially with his contract extension, we plan to have him here for four more years at least. Both those guys, really, really good young players, we're pleased with. They have great value around the league. And, you know, obviously a lot of rumors and stuff come up at this time of the year, but we're happy with those guys.
That stuff happens all the time.
For sure.
Jay, you know what I mean?
Come on now.
Guys go to podiums and say I remember when I was in Milwaukee and their general manager at the time, Larry Harris, who now works for the Warriors. He put his arm around Terry Porter, their then head coach, and said, "Terry Porter is our guy." 5 days later, Jason Kidd was the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. You know,
okay. He didn't say our guy for head coach. He just said our guy.
So this stuff happens all the time, man. You know what I mean? But I don't understand. You're getting older when you're Golden and in Golden State. I don't know, Jay, and I know clearing cap space and everything else, and we'll get into the other trades that the Wizards have made a little later in the show. I don't know what the Wizards are doing either. Like, how hard can you tank? How much money can you clear off the books? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what the Wizards' plan is at all. Like, maybe that's it's just they blew it up and there's just too much smoke and dust for me to see through it yet. You know what I mean? But as far as the Warriors, who, as we sit here today, still a contending team. You know what I mean? At least one more run in them. I don't understand the thinking in getting older and bringing in Chris Paul. And to this point, we still don't even know if Draymond Green is coming back because he opted out of his contract.
Yeah, for me, when I first saw it, it reminds me of what Nick always says about the Sacramento Kings and his discord of he wants someone that's going to fit the timeline. I think the Warriors try to, play both sides, take the young, take the old, merge it together, the Jordan Poole, the Jonathan Kuminga, the Moses Moody, the Jonathan Wiseman. It just didn't work, right? It didn't fit. It didn't mesh. I think now they're looking at it from the standpoint of saying, okay, we probably have Steph for another 3 years. I know he's under contract for that, hence why Draymond wants the same three-year deal. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You know, Steph's got his hand in a lot of fires. Every time I look up, Steph is pitching a Subway sandwich. He's got
playing
a coffee
Travis
shop.
Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Right. He's got something
golf.
Going, right.
Yeah.
He's got something going on. I'm not saying he's trying to bow out after three years, but I'm also saying he might see the writing on the wall of, look, I'm looking to be a billionaire, and maybe basketball slows me down, hinders me then. And then the same thing, you know, with Steph is his children are going to be getting a little older too once 3 years down the road where you know how it is, man. You're not a father yet, but a lot of time is taken up, bro. And I'm not saying he can't hire people and the wife can't do all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But Steph is a family guy. He's family orientated. So I'm pretty sure he wants to be in the mix of his children's lives. And so I'm not exactly sure if you look at their timeline, they're not all saying, look, we're going for broke. We're going all in. Because for me, that's the only thing I can really see why you bring in Chris Paul, despite, CP's a little older. We know he's injury prone. Maybe you're just trying to cover up some tracks so Steph don't have to ball out a full 82 games.
Sure.
Draymond looks like he wants to come back. I don't know what's going on with Klay and the injuries. You know, to me, it's looked like they're going to try to go a little older and go all in for the next 3 years.
I just don't know if I love the fit of Chris Paul there. He needs the ball in his hands a lot on offense. So does Steph Curry.
Truth.
You know what I mean? He's a really big personality. You know what I mean? In terms of his voice being heard in a locker room. And you're already going into a place where it's the culture is established and the leadership is established. You know what I mean?
But real quick, Rami, not to cut you off. I think part of that is Chris Paul has to understand he's on his last leg too, right? Everyone I've been seeing on the four letter and all these different analysts and reporters, that's kind of what they're pitching is. Chris Paul understands this may be his last hurrah. With that being said, We've heard Kevin Durant come in. Jordan Poole's got a lot of attitude. We've heard other guys come in. You know, David West was one of those guys that we heard throughout the league. And when he came into Golden State, it fit in. We see Iguodala's got a lot to say quite a bit. You know, throughout all the games here in the playoffs, Iguodala was animated on the sideline. I was paying attention to him. I mean, he was operating like he was the associate head coach 9 times out of 10.
The way he was dressed, you couldn't miss him.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, with the cast on the hand and everything, too. So, I guess what I'm saying is I think it's time for Chris Paul to conform. And if there is any team, just from the outside looking in, I believe it's the Golden State Warriors, it's going to say, man, shut up, sit down, come get this championship. If not, peace out.
Do you think the punch was still reverberating?
Yes.
And either Draymond or Jordan Poole had to go at this point?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think this was behind that?
Yeah,
see, if I'm
part of it.
If I'm them, and you're right in terms of the timeline and one last run, whether it's just 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, whatever the case might be. But, man, and I know Jordan Poole had a really bad postseason and a subpar regular season. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that contract looked really bad. I would understand moving on from Jordan Poole if you're the Golden State Warriors and trying to get out from under that contract. But totally giving up on him to the point where you're trading for a 36-year-old Chris Paul, and it seems reactionary to me to make. I feel like you either could have gotten more for Jordan Poole or just kept him and wrote it out and see if he could come out of those struggles that we saw with him last year.
No doubt, if you're a Poole believer, you probably didn't get enough for him on the market.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a, you
one
know,
year ago, that deal looked good, looked true. Smart, and people are talking about him being a centerpiece of like a new dynasty for the Golden State Warriors.
He was supposed to be that crossover.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that overlapper.
You changed that much where your position changed that much on Jordan Poole in a year?
I think that punch had a lot to do with it. And the fact of, you know, you kind of bowing down to Draymond compared to letting Jordan Poole get it in. The other thing, too, is don't get this twisted. This is financial. The Warriors have paid so much money over the last handful of years. We see Brian Windhorst crying every single time he can to talk about they won because they keep smacking his best friend LeBron. You know, it's like this is financial for sure.
We'll talk about this and all the goings on in the NBA. Matt Babcock of SI Now and Draft Digest, he'll join us right after this.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports. One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
NBA Draft Day, NBA Draft. 2 hours and 13 minutes away? Did I do that math right? Yeah, 2 hours and 13 minutes away. Jay in for Nick today. Simone on the other side of the glass doing it all. Doing it all. Ones and twos, updates.
I'm trying.
You name it, she's doing it over there on the other side. You're not trying, you're doing.
Doing
Simone,
it.
That's what you're
Thank
doing.
Thank you.
No, no problem at all. We'll get back to the Kings and not a draft pick, but somebody they might be able to add to the roster here coming up soon. We'll get to that coming up.
Paul
at
George?
3 o'clock. No.
I'm just throwing out names.
Not the GOAT, Jay.
Okay.
Not the GOAT.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just throwing out names at this point, man.
We'll get to that.
Chris Paul being traded, Bradley Beal, Porzingis, Marcus Smart. I mean, man, we ain't got the phone lines up yet.
In a day of, just real quick before we get, if I told you, that was a hard sentence for me to get out. In a day of rumors of guys on the move and some guys on the move with the Jordan Poole CP3 deal going down, a rumor from Chris Haynes of TNT and the Bleacher Report, a report, I should say, not a rumor, in due respect
all right.
to Chris,
all right.
that Pascal Siakam,
mm-hmm.
who only has 1 year left on his deal in Toronto,
yep.
and they do not expect him to re-sign when that year is up, he's going to stick around in Toronto, mm-hmm. according to Chris Haynes, will not be on the move in a trade before or during tonight's NBA trade.
Everything
deadline.
That I've heard over the last week or so was Masai Ujiri and the general manager of the Toronto Raptors, man, they are driving a hard bargain for both Pascal and OG. And it's just, you know, they're trying to bleed the river dry if you want to get one of those guys. And, you know, you got Chris Paul and Bradley Beal and Marcus Smart and Porzingis being traded for a lot of it for each other, which are, you know, good ball players, great ball players, some of them in their own right. But I can only imagine what they want for OG and Pascal at this point.
We'll see. And maybe there just ain't the right price out there. This won't be the last time you hear me say this today, though, Jay.
What you got?
I don't know if they really don't plan on moving those guys.
Very true.
Or if this is being put out there to drive up the price.
For the draft kicking in into, look, 2 hours and 10 minutes now, and now we hear a report.
Propaganda.
That's right.
Out there.
Allegedly.
a lot of propaganda is going to be put out there.
Smoke and mirrors.
Let's get into a draft day edition of What If I Told You.
We don't have that.
Oh, we don't have. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You were looking for
that.
Imaging there?
Yeah. No. I thought there was imaging.
Yeah.
No, I turned it off.
We haven't put that in the system
no,
yet.
No, I was just turning it over to. I knew that. Oh. Come on.
To the lovely Simone.
I was
just
turning it over to the lovely Simone
as she hosts
today. Is What If I Told You,
a
Simone?
A couple of questions for you guys for What If I Told You. What if I told you last year that in the 2023 NBA draft, the Kings wouldn't have a lottery pick? And would be selecting 24th in the first round.
Myself, dear Rami, I would say they must have made a trade back.
that was exactly my thought. I'm not going to lie. My answer was going to be who they trade for.
Yeah.
Who they trade for. That's, I swear to God.
I would have said I expected the Kings to be in about the 15th to 20th range. Maybe the last pick or 13th or 14th in the lottery.
Yep.
I would have basically straight said, man, they traded back. They made a draft trade and they picked up a commodity. They swapped picks with the team, you know, to grab that asset for this past season, maybe at the trade deadline.
Swear to God, if you had told me a year ago that the Kings didn't have the number 24 pick, my answer was going to be, I would say, who did they trade for? What did they get for it? What did they get for it? Would be my question. Not what happened this. No, we didn't have this in the purview.
No,
like what they did this.
This wasn't on the writing of the wall.
It blew all expectations out of the waters. I think most Kings fans, if you told them that a year ago, they would want to know what the trade was.
Yes. Who did we get? Who is on the team right now?
They would not think it was just because they were so good.
Right.
They got the 24.
And this coming from a man, you had the Kings pegged at almost 50 wins,
yep.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where you pulled that
as
from.
As the season went on, the prediction grew to 50,
yes,
but
yes.
I was the most optimistic one at 40
yes.
when the season started.
Yeah,
you know
at 35,
what I mean?
Nick at 37. Simone, you were somewhere like right there, 39. Or something
right.
like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had them about 40, 42 or so?
I had 40 on the dot.
On the dot.
And then as I saw what they were, I upped it to 50 as the season went on. They didn't quite get there, but still, man, a year ago, I would not have thought that they're just picking 24th in the draft because that's
Beautiful.
Where they fell in the order.
Who did they get on the blocks?
What else we got, Simone?
I think we got time to squeeze one more in. Mm-hmm. What if I told you about a month ago that the quote, future of the Golden State Warriors be dealt to the Washington Wizards in exchange for a 38-year-old Chris Paul?
I would have, my mind would have been blown, Jay. Had the punch happened yet?
3 months ago?
1 year ago today.
She said 3 months ago.
Oh, 3 months ago.
I said
oh, okay.
one, but
oh, you said,
I'm
oh,
glad
one month.
Everyone's
oh, okay.
listening.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you said 3 months.
I'm going to blame it on
whatever you
I'm
guys
safe.
Want, yeah.
1 month ago? Now I could see both those guys getting dealt.
Yep.
This was not I would have been pretty shocked because this was not the deal that I saw for either. I didn't see Chris Paul in Golden State and I didn't see Jordan Poole ending up in Washington. I knew Chris Paul could be on the move.
Sure.
And he's been on the move twice now.
Jordan Poole too for me.
Season.
I would have said Jordan Poole as well.
And I knew Jordan Poole might be on the move. I thought they'd give him another run, another chance, given how much they believed in him last year to give him that contract, to give up on him so quickly just 1 year later is a little bit shocking to me. I wouldn't be so surprised a month ago if you told me those guys were on the move, just not to those two destinations.
Within the same trade.
Would be within the same trade, yes,
yeah.
would be my reaction.
I would probably say, I'd have gave you 40, 60. It wouldn't have surprised me.
Mm.
I kind of mimic what you're saying, Rami, in the fact of for each other in the destination they find themselves in, where Chris Paul, you know, being in Golden State and being on probably the one on paper and splitting the handle with Steph Curry and Draymond and a lot of guys, you know, for that instance, I would have probably said, I could see it, but I wouldn't think that it would happen. But I definitely wouldn't a month ago or 3 months ago. A year ago, completely different.
What about this morning?
probably said the same thing. I'd have been 40-60. I could see it happening.
I'm going to tell you now, as we sit here now, at almost 3 p.m.
You still don't believe it?
Almost 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Anything else that happens in the next 3 hours and beyond during the draft, I don't know that I shouldn't say this because it's going to happen. I don't know that I can be surprised or caught off guard because this thing just keeps getting crazier.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Dame Lillard's going to Milwaukee coming up right now. And you're going to be like, what in the hell? I just said this at 2:55. Yeah, I get it. It's one. You know what it is? It's and you guys can attest to this. I am, because of the product of my environment, I always say I'm not surprised by anything anymore. And then something happens, and I'm like, you know what? I'm surprised.
I just saw a tweet that made me chuckle while you were talking there, Champ. Sorry.
He's distracted.
It's a pick of it's Keegan Murray at last year's draft with the Kings hat on and shaking Adam Silver's hand. And Brett Huff, shout out. Yep. He tweeted a pick from the future.
Yes. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love
twins.
It.
Yes. You got it. They're identical.
Hopefully he's more dapper than that boy Keegan was. Keegan.
Leave my baby alone.
It's a gray shirt, black tie square. What's wrong with it?
Hey, I just need a little more sauce in my life, brother.
I like it nice and simple. Clean and simple.
That's almost Deacon style.
Sneaker and suits?
For the draft, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But like...
not really, no.
No? Yeah, really? Yeah. I mean, the sneaker. I hate wearing a suit.
Uh-huh.
The only way I feel okay in it...
You gotta rock the kicks.
If I got some sneakers with it. Yeah.
I mean, look, for certain things, sneaker ball, you know, the draft, stuff like that. More or less, though, nah, I'm going casual kick on them boys.
I go to weddings in sneakers and suits.
I'm with that. I can dig it.
Hit a quick break. On the other side, a name that hit the market last night that a few Kings fans seem to be interested in. We'll discuss.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.